Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you
and your church sin against God with your tradition. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Sign win is means the summer's in. Amen. It has its day in history. Amen. But as its present day, it is Halloween. Amen. Meaning All Hallows' Eve. And it is the devil's day. Not the Christian day, but it is the devil's day. Hallelujah. But the Roman Catholic Church renamed Samhain, amen, Halloween, which means All Holy Eve, or All Respect or Honor Eve, amen. The Catholic Church renamed it that, amen, because it better fit what they was trying to do, and that is to bamboozle the Christian church. Well, they did a good job because most, I'm going to say 65% of the Christian church worship this Santantic day. Amen. Hallelujah. I will say 65% of the Christian church worship this Santantic day. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. You know, if you choose to celebrate this day, you might as well celebrate the Satanic holidays that appear on its calendar. The days honor your God, which is the devil. Samhain is a Celtic pagan festival that is based on Irish mythology of fables that is seen, amen, as a liminal, which is something which is as a portal from one world to another, which allows worshipers to contact the other world, seeking ancestors, amen, ancient ancestors that can give them knowledge and fairies, which are associated with demons. Amen. Amen. And it is a warning to you, if you do not know, the Bible warns you against this in 1 Peter 4 and 1, 2 Peter, 1 Timothy 4 and 1, and 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. Let me just tell you, amen, that a Christian, that an individual who is calling himself a Christian should not celebrate this day. Oh God, his children should not celebrate this day. They should not honor this day whatsoever. Amen. Because it is against everything that a Christian stands for. Amen. You do not have a lot of scriptures that is pertaining to witchcraft in the New Testament. Amen. But in the Old Testament, there they have addressed, amen, this situation, amen, which was addressed pertaining to Israel, amen, in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, starting at verse 9, it says, when thou come into the land which is the Lord thy God giving thee, thou shalt not learn, listen to this now, thou shalt not learn. Don't do what these other people are doing. Amen. You ain't got to do what they're doing. You got to learn the word of God. Amen. The word of God say, don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. He said, do not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. Amen. There shall not be a fount among anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or to use divination, or an observer of times, or chapter, amen, a chapter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God do drive them from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations thou hast shall possess, hearken unto servers of times and divination. But as unto thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee so to do. Meaning that God did not give you the permission to do this, church. Why are you doing this if God has not given you the permission? Amen. Now, the Santatic Day of Samhain, the celebration was really known as a liminal, amen, and this was associated as to what we will call a portal, in which would connect one world to another. Now, these people believed in contacting their ancestors, amen. Now, this was followed up on the consultant, familiar spirit, a wizard, or necromancer. Now, necromancer is someone who contacts the dead, amen. Now, this is contacting the dead, contacting the ancestors. They will contact their ancestors, amen, to gain knowledge or wisdom, amen, or circumstance or situation to better their life. They will contact their ancestors on what they was to believe was fairies or demons. They recognize them as fairies or demons, amen. They will contact them and seek knowledge. Seek knowledge for what? Seek knowledge pertaining to the dark times. The dark times was the winter silence, amen. Can I get a witness here? And the winter silence is when they brought in their livestock, they brought in their harvest, amen, and because they realized that they couldn't harvest no more. So they would bring it in until after the winter silence, amen. So they would ask these spirits, these demons, these fairies, amen, pertaining to their livestock or their harvest, for prosperity. And this is what's going on today, amen. This is what the Christian church is doing today, amen. Oh, God, they're constantly asking for prosperity, not knowing which spirit that the preacher is speaking to, amen, hallelujah. Not knowing which spirit that they are speaking to, amen, because it is a demon in which they are speaking to, a fairy in which they are speaking to, and an ancestor in which they are speaking to. This is an ancient practice, a practice that has been going on for centuries, and we still do them today. It is still done today in the church. They are practicing this, consulting demons, consulting ancestors, amen, Lord, y'all hear me, and consulting fairies. Most people believe in fairies and don't even know that they believe in them. A lot of people don't understand that the school, amen, HISD and all of these schools are teaching our children pertaining to fairies. Fairies are demons. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. If you would just understand, amen, amen, that there's no little red wild in the hood, amen. The wolf that they were talking about was the devil. Can I get a witness here? All of these little fairy tales, amen. They was conjured up by men pertaining to other gods, amen. The Grimm brothers. Have you read about the Grimm brothers who come up with Easter? Easter is about another god, amen. Can I get a witness here? It's not about a Christian god. Oh, God, the Grimm brothers came up with all different fairy tales on in their God, not a Christian God, but we as Christians still honor these things. We still listen to these things. We still worship these things and don't know what we'll worship because we're ignorant. We don't read the Bible. We don't listen to truth. We don't honor the truth. We don't respect the truth. Amen. All we want to do is get a prosperity message, which you're going to get. And that message is a message of doom, listening to prosperity messages. Oh, God, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. We are just doomed, church, listening and looking at this mess, all of this mess that is being taught today. If we could just take a few minutes of our time and just study some history, study pertaining to the Catholic Church, and see what the Roman Catholic Church did, see what Constantine did, amen. He combined religion. Oh, God, Almighty, oh, God, oh, God, if somebody have an ear, please let him hear. I said, if somebody have an ear, please let him hear. Oh, God, ancestor worship, fairy worship, and demon worship is out of mythology. Amen. It's out of mythology. Ooh, can somebody read their Bible? Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Let me just take you to 2 Timothy here. Oh, God, hallelujah. I just don't understand. I just don't understand these Christians. Oh, God, and the preachers don't want to preach up. because they get their little money on Halloween. They get all these services on Halloween. They get you to come there, amen, and they get your little money, amen. So they're not going to preach on it because they don't want to mess their money up. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, it says, it's for times will come. Now the times will come. Amen. It's going to come. It's already here. The time that he's talking about is already here. The times will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. You ain't going to endure sound doctrine, he said. Why? Because but after their lust. Amen. They want something after their lust. They want a prosperity thing. How to make this money. How to get this paper. How to get this new car. How to get this new house. Amen. They ain't worried about no Christianity. They ain't worried about obeying God. They ain't worried about anything. They ain't worried about this paper. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. It said, after their own lust, they will heap up themselves teachers, having itchy ears, meaning that they're going to call up the prosperity preachers, amen. And they're going to go to a church that's preaching prosperity or preaching a way to get money, amen. Well, just preaching a way to be obedient to Christ, amen. Can I get a witness here? He said, and they shall turn away. He said, turn away. If they turn away, they already had it. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Turn away their ears from the truth. They're going to turn from the truth and shall turn unto fables. Amen. The word fable is where we get the word mythology from. Can I get a witness here? The word fable, if you look that word up in the Greek, it means mythos, amen? And the word mythos is where we get our English word mythology from. And mythology is a form of knowledge that's made up by man, amen? Can I get a witness here? And it consists of fairies and demons, amen? Oh, God, and ancient ancestors that you don't know about if you don't read about them, amen? Can I get a witness here? These ancient ancestors give prosperity. These fairies bring prosperity. And the demons bring prosperity. Oh, God, hallelujah. It's a made-up knowledge, amen, that is pertaining to mythology that we, the church, amen, is allowing to come into the church and be a figment of our mind, amen. This stuff is not real, oh God, hallelujah. Fairies are not real. If you want to believe in them, you are idiot, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, hallelujah. Everything that you see or hear, you don't have to believe in it. You just have to understand where it's coming from, amen. Oh, God, good God Almighty. I'm talking about Halloween, the day of the Christian church. The Christian church is going to have its day because the God I know says judgment starts at the house of God first. Can I get a witness here? The scripture say judgment start at the house of God first. No, God, it is start at the house of God first. What would be the outcome of the sinners? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, good God Almighty. Halloween is not nothing but the study of of the devil, his rituals, amen, and his mythological beings, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, good God Almighty, amen. Hallelujah. If you have any knowledge or understanding, and if the man you got preaching to you have any knowledge of understanding, they will tell you the truth. Let me take you to one more close in Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. where say Satan fell in, so that you understand, amen, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, it says this here, church, and it says this here, starting at verse 7, it says, and there was a war in the heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon, amen, amen, and the dragon fought against the, let me see, verse 8, and he said, and we prevailed not, neither was their place any more in heaven, and the great dragon cast out, old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, amen, that he doing, he was cast out in earth and his angels. Somebody give me a witness on him. Let me read this again. It said, and the great dragon, Dracon in the Greek, was cast out. The old serpent, the one that was in the Garden of Eden, amen, called the devil, amen. Oh God, called the devil and Satan, Diablo, amen, and Satan, amen, which deceived the whole world. Oh God, he was cast out onto the earth. The devil and Satan was cast out onto the earth. Listen to it. And his angels. This don't say demons. This don't say fairies. This don't say angels. It say his angels was cast out with him. Oh, hallelujah. His messengers was cast out with him. Somebody need to preach to the church. Somebody need to talk to the church, because the church has been bamboozled. The church has been misunderstood and mistreated, amen. Oh, God, the church has been deceived into believing these lies, amen. Believing these false truths, amen. In all that they'll be deceived, amen. Oh God, your mind is lost, your heart is lost, and your soul is conquered.